Alex, promise me one thing. When this war is over, come to Paris. Join the Cité Internationale Universitaire program in the 14th arrondissement. They offer excellent fine art classes for talented artists. Many American exchange students studied there before the war, and they all lived in a beautiful residence called the Fondation des États-Unis. Sorbonne is not far from there. I will show you Paris. I will take you everywhere, because even now, even after all Paris has done to me, all the ways she has failed me, hurt me, even arrested me and let me be taken away, all the ways she has betrayed me, I still love her. Maybe, Alex, maybe loving a city, a country, is like loving a person. You love her despite her faults. You forgive her constantly. You always believe in her, fight for her. You never give up on her. And in my beloved Paris, I will take you to the bookstores along the Seine, and we will bargain fiercely with the bouquinists. I'll take you to the Île Saint-Louis in the summer, and we'll sit on a bench and share ice cream. We will go to the Île aux Cygnes and stare at the replica Statue of Liberty and pretend we have gone to Manhattan together. I will take you under all the bridges where I painted the leaping frog as resistance graffiti, the Pont Alexandre Trois, the Pont des Arts, and you will laugh at my horrible painting skills. How my leaping frog looks more like a squashed escargot. In the autumn, we will go to the Jardin des Tuileries and drink hot chocolate and eat crepes. When the cold of winter arrives, we will go to one jazz club after another in the Latin Quarter and drink in the music until sunrise. We will sit on the grass of the Square du Vergelon on beautiful spring afternoons, and there I will look at your latest drawings, and you will read my latest stories. We will talk about your classmates and gossip about my Sorbonne classmates, about our professors, those we admire and those we hate. Sometimes I will force you to speak to me in French to help you improve, or we won't talk at all. We'll sit side by side in an intimate silence and drift in and out of lazy naps. I will take you to the theatre, to the exact seat where I once whistled in the dark at the Nazi newsreel. All these places in the city I love, Alex. I can almost feel myself already there with you, the sun warm on my face, the gentle breeze in my hair, the smells of a boulangerie surrounding us, the sound of a street musician in the background, and your presence next to me, your hand in mine.